In this episode, I'll share how to turn your one-sentence value statements from your life vision into action items so you can bring your vision into reality. You're listening to The Remote Work Retirement Show, the only show that helps semi-retirees figure out their remote work options. I believe that remote work is the new retirement plan, and that many retirees have both the ability and desire to work how they want so they can live how they want. Let's dig into episode 31. Welcome back to the third installment of the month, all about how to create a life vision. If you're starting with this episode, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to episode 29 and then 30, because that is where I set the foundation for this work that you're doing all month long. And it's fun. Well, I hope it's fun for you. It's fun for me. Sometimes it can be challenging work, but it is truly rewarding work, and it'll be so worth it. When you come out on the other side of the work we're doing all month long, you will feel so much more inspired, so much more clear on your vision, and you'll know that everything you're doing is really intentional to lead you to the vision that you see for yourself. So it sounds all really big and kind of esoteric, but I promise you, this episode, last episode, and the next one is all of the how-tos, the nuts and bolts of all of this. So again, I'm not going to give you the full background. Go back and listen to the episodes before this so you know what I'm talking about. So today we're going to start with the house. We have the house, it has the foundation, it has the pillars, and it has the roof. Today, I want to revisit the roof of the house. We haven't talked about that in a couple of episodes. The roof of the house is where your vision lives. So if you remember from episode 29, you either wrote something down, maybe you even drew a picture if you like to draw. You put something in the roof of the house that actually reflects your vision, or at least your vision for right now. And as a reminder, mine is the freedom and flexibility to travel. So maybe for me, I could either write that down, or I could have some pictures or symbols like a plane or different countries that symbolize that this is the vision I see for myself right now. This may not be the vision for my entire life, but it's what's available to me in my mind for the next few years, right? So we're going to stick with the roof for right now. And what I want you to do for today, we're going to do two steps. Step one is I want you to break your rooftop vision down into something a little more tangible. So for example, if I say freedom and flexibility to travel, that's not really that specific or clear. So I should break that down into things like, how do I want to travel? Do I want to travel by plane, by RV, by car, by train? Where do I want to travel? How often do I want to travel? For how long do I want to travel? It's a good idea to get more clear on that vision before you do anything else in this exercise. Otherwise, this is where you start to lose the intentionality of everything we're doing. There are studies that talk about when you can take a fuzzy vision and make it more clear and put some identifiers around it, like length of time or for, you know, when, where, how, with who, et cetera, that those studies show that you're actually more likely to turn that vision into reality. I think it's a Harvard study. I can't quote it exactly. You can Google it if you want to look this stuff up. So that's what I want you to do first. Then you're going to move on to part two. We're going to revisit those three categories I mentioned in the foundation of the house of self, health, and wealth. At least that's what I did if you're following along with me. So now what you're going to do is you're going to take the one-liner value statements we came up with, and you're going to put some action items around them. This is where this can be really fun for those of you who are more practical. If you want to get away from the house metaphor and all the kind of, you know, stuff that's floating around and you're like, I need a to-do list, Camille, give me a to-do list. Okay. If you're that person, then you'll love today's episode and next week's episode. So what you're going to do is you'll take your value statement, and as a reminder, that's the one sentence statement you made for each pillar of your house. So for example, I have the wealth foundation of my house, and then I had the pillar of travel, and my one-liner was, I have the means to travel where and when I want. So I'm going to take that as an example, and now I'm going to create 2 to 3, maybe even 1 to 3 action items. Don't do more than that, or again, you might overwhelm yourself. So one action item I have for that statement is create a savings account specific for a travel budget and start depositing money there. That's it. You're just doing one action item that connects your one-liner sentence, okay? If it's the Wealth Foundation and I have a pillar of investing, that was my other pillar, I might have a value statement such as, I have an investment plan in place to grow my income. That's a value statement. So here's the action item related to that. Meet with a financial planner and create a retirement plan. So simple. Maybe I have a second one, like sign up for an investing newsletter. That way I can start educating myself, because in last week's episode, I talked about how I really wanted to take the power back on learning how to invest better. Okay. So that's all you're really doing is you're from the one-liner sentence that you did last week. Now you're going to create 2 to 3 action items. Don't put dates on these. Don't make these complicated. Don't try to force yourself into a goal. That's not what you're doing. You're just brainstorming a couple of action items. And the reason why I say that is it's so easy to get caught up in the whole goal setting thing that goes on every year. And I don't want you to do that. We're not here to do that because we don't want to put extra pressure on ourselves right now, or maybe ever. So let's do one more. This one is the foundation of health. For me, I had a pillar all around mental health, and I had a value statement that says, I feel positive and enjoy my life. So what's one action step I might take? Well, one action step I am taking is participating in a sleep study. That's right. I've signed up for a sleep study. I'm in one of these beta tests for 8 weeks where I'm using this interesting new device to see if it can improve sleep, because that's one of the areas of mental health that I have struggled with in the last few years. So that's all you're doing. It should be fun. It should be light. We're not trying to bite off too much. You're just taking whatever one sentence value statement you came up with from last week. I don't care if it's just one sentence or 3 sentences. I don't care if it's 10 sentences for you overachievers out there. But the next thing you should do is just create 1 to 3 action items, because what we're doing is we're taking the vision and we're taking the value statements and we're going to turn them into reality. Okay. And then next week, what you're going to do is then we're going to take those action items and we're actually, if you want to, you can start setting goals. I don't know if I would encourage you to do that this week. You might want to do that if you're the goal setter type. I know some people listening are. But what I'm actually going to have you do is something a little different, and that is to turn the action items into tiny little habits, because there are studies that talk about how habits are actually more powerful than goals. What? I know. Now, there's a book that you can read if you're interested in all of this. It's called Atomic Habits by James Clear. I really like this book a lot. A lot of people like this book. Some people don't like it. I'm not sure exactly why. I think they just don't resonate with the habits, but stick with it. I think you're really going to, if you've liked this series so far, let me say, then I think you'll actually like how we're going to end next week. And you might actually also like the book Atomic Habits. I don't profit from that. I'm not going to make any money if you buy it. It's just a great book that I read and that I think you might like if you're enjoying this series. Okay, that's all you're going to do. Enjoy, have fun, and I will see you next week with the final episode where we put this all together. See you then. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Be sure to check out my free remote work training, where you can get more ideas and action steps for how to work with me on your remote work options. Go to CamilleAttell.com/remote-training, or you can find the link in the show notes.